This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The public service of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is to expose frauds. And, you know, and that's the negative view of it, because honestly what our public service is to seek truth. Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Kevin Jackson, the radio portion of the Kevin Jackson Network, and I hope you'll forward it to others. I think we have one of the best shows. I would love to get your feedback. 844-551-8255. You guys will call me, Curb. Yep, you call me. Gare, you call me. But I want you to put it on that, on our site, so we can let people hear what you think about this show. Because, see, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have a dog in any fight except to seek the truth. If somebody were to come to me and say, Kevin, we did testing on the Wu flu virus, the vaccine, etc., here's the real data, I could live with it. I could live with the notion that there are UFOs or not UFOs. I don't care one way or the other. If you could still conjure up something, you could let me, even if we learn definitively there are no UFOs, if God revealed that, and they still wanted to make sci-fi movies that said, hey, there could be UFOs, I might go see it. It's okay to tell us the truth. But you know what? The left does not want you to know the truth. They hate that you know the truth. They hate that you know the truth about Joe Biden, that he's a demented clown, who, for all intents and purposes, legislates as if he's on crack. They don't want you to know the truth about his son. That's right. Hunter the crackhead. Psaki was asked specifically about Hunter the crackhead, and does he have any ties to China? And here's what she said.
I appreciate it. First, following up on Jeff's question regarding China and Taiwan, China has grown increasingly aggressive under this administration, and then now we're set to start trade talks back with them. There was concern when President Biden took office about his son's business dealings with China. He was supposed to divest himself of his stake in a Chinese private equity firm in December with ties to the Chinese central bank. As of April, he had not yet done that. And at some point, you were going to get back to us on that. Do you have an update on that? Has he resolved that interest now?
I'd point you to his representatives on that. He doesn't work in the administration. I would say, though, Emerald, that, and I think you're referring today to the announcement, this speech by Ambassador Tai about phase one. And what I think it's important to note here is that this approach definitely differs from the approach of the prior administration, in our view. Their approach hurt select sectors of the American economy and wasn't targeted to address strategic problems we have. These initial steps will help, are going to realign our trade policies towards from the PRC toward our priorities. And that's the objective of this president. It's just the first stage in this process. Obviously, the ambassador gave an extensive speech today.
Into this, though, the president has said during the campaign that none of his family will have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Wouldn't it be assuring to the American people as we head into this if they just let the American people know if Hunter has divulged himself?
I conveyed to you, and then I think I'm going to have to move on, that you should talk to his representatives. There's no reason to yell. I'm certainly not yelling. You should talk to his representatives. That remains his policy. He's been working to wind that down. Beyond that, I think we'd talk to his representatives.
The world is catching on to the media. They're catching on to the double standards in which these people live. Trump's kids divested themselves of everything they had to do that was any type of potential, you know, just anybody thinking that there could be some wrongdoing. The idea of impropriety, just eliminate it. We'll sell it all. We'll take people off of boards. We're not going to make any money. Trump lost. This was an estimate. I don't know if it's legit. I don't know what it ended up being. But they say he lost $1 billion the first year that he was in office. I bet you Trump's total loss of, you know, what he could have earned versus what he earned during that period where most of us benefited is at least $4 or $5 billion. And he was okay with it. He's not trying to be the richest guy in the world like Bezos and Zuckerberg and others. Trump is saying, look, I'm just going to go out here and do my thing. He did something Bezos could not accomplish in 10 lifetimes, at least not cheating. He became president. All these people, Mark Cuban, they're all jealous. He became president. Look, and this is not about Trump. I don't want to go there. I want to go back to what we were talking about, which is getting the truth out there. What we do at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com every day, 2 hours a day, sometimes the best of, but we're saving lives. And in doing our job, folks, we educate people. We don't educationally program them, which is what the education secretary said he wants to do for your kids. Educational programming. That's code for indoctrination. I don't want to indoctrinate you. You can disagree with me. My best friends, that we talk all the time. What do you think about this? I go, I don't know if that's going to work. And occasionally I get it wrong. My neighbor talked to my neighbor. He says, Kevin, I think they're going to cheat us out of this election. I said, nah, man, it'll get to the courts or whatever. Trump will win. Lay low. Don't worry about it. He goes, I don't think so, man. You know who was right? He was. I told him. I said, dude, you called it. I'm in the business and you called it. He goes, I saw too much. Good for him. I didn't go, oh, dude, you got one right. You lucked up. You got it right. You guys get it right all the time. No problem. Call me. Let me know. Kev, you missed it. I got it right. I was thinking about this, but there's a nuance to what you're saying. I'm not going to steal your idea. I'll tell people. One of my friends, an acquaintance, a caller, a listener. I just want you listening. So we educate. And here's what's happening. For the first time, folks, in a long time, we're winning not only the minds of people, we're winning the hearts. We're getting that emotional tug from them. You want to know why these people are getting tugged emotionally? Because it's impacting them. I said this the other day. The only way you get through to a leftist is when it impacts them directly. See, they're running around, hey, people need to get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. Let one of them, let a family member get that shot and die, somebody they didn't expect. Let one of their kids get hospitalized. Look, I don't wish any of this on them. I'm just telling you, what happens when it finally impacts them and they go, whoa, all that was theoretical. All my leftism was theoretical, helping black people, CRT. And then some black dude just takes over, just ganks them. And they're like, what did I do? I'm all for you, man. And they're like, I don't care about you, white boy. You know, they get robbed. Then it's real. They need a good, solid dose of reality. The closest thing they can get before they get that is listening to this program, so tell them about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I did almost an entire show the other day on Democrats being in trouble. Trouble in paradise. Biden not protecting his own people because they disagree. They dare go off the reservation. I'm speaking of Manchin and Sinema. And he's got all kinds of other issues. He's got fraud allegations around the Wu flu. And we're going to get into Fauci here later in this particular program. But he's got fraud allegations, and rightfully so, because there's nothing but fraud. This whole thing is fraught with fraud. So 538, who does a poll, they did an article, and they talked about the disarray of the Democrats. And they're not writing this. I would say moderate, left-leaning moderate is the way I read it. But here's what they wrote. Narrow majorities and an ambitious policy agenda have proven to be a tough combination for Democrats. In the past few weeks, congressional Democrats have been involved in a number of talks among party factions and with the Biden administration over the fate of two major bills, their bipartisan infrastructure bill and their $3.5 trillion spending plan. At this point, too, both progressive and moderate Democrats have threatened to walk away from the deals. One reason why so many headlines are declaring that Democrats are in disarray. Moreover, regardless of the outcome of these specific bills, it is likely that struggles between moderate and progressive members of the party will continue to be an issue going forward. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Another article talking about Democrat disarray. Now, let's just stop there for just a second, and let's talk about Republican disarray. Because you got to cover these things that way. You got to go to the opposite end of the spectrum. So we do not like our Republican so-called leaders. Mitch McConnell he's a loser. Kevin McCarthy's a rhino. Everybody at the top that's in leadership are rhinos, and they're protecting their turf. They bounce back and forth between true conservatism and rhinoism in an attempt to placate. And meanwhile, the third party group that's still out there, that's the Donald Trumpians, they are still out there. I'm among them. And we're still supporting the Republicans where we can, but we're letting people know we are firmly in the camp of Donald Trump. Now, you've got a few up-and-comers on the right. You've got DeSantis, who I would call the leader, a governor who's taken a massive stance against, you know, what's been going on, probably next to Trump, the rallying call for the Republicans. So let's just stop there for just a second, and let's bounce back over to the left. Who would you say is that person for the Democrats? Here's what I'm going to give you a hint. Number one, they don't even have a leader. The Democrats have a person who's been put into place. I would venture to tell you, if Democrats were honest, 80% of them would tell you Joe Biden is not the leader of our party. Now, you might say, well, Kevin, there is still baby black Jesus. You would just call him Barack Obama. And I would say to you, if you think Barack Obama's the leader of the party, then you might as well say Joe Biden's the leader of the party. Barack Obama is, number one, he's going against Biden's border issue just as an example. He's saying Joe Biden screwed the pooch at the border. You can't be letting these people in. Barack Obama, a.k.a. Baby Black Jesus, for all intents and purposes, has become a moderate now that he's left. And you want to know what moderated him? Money. Money. Guy's making a lot of money. He's living large. He's going, you know what? This is a pretty good life. He feels like he earned it. I'm not going to argue with him. However he got there, he got there. I wouldn't have done it that way. I have too much character to do it the way he did it. But if he believes he earned it and he's worth those $50 million he gets for books and these deals that he's getting and he's all that, let him think it. But here's what I will tell you. He's got a taste of it. And he's going, you know what? I see why rich people, when you earn it, you don't want to give it back. I see when people come to you going, hey, man, you owe me something. You owe me, man. Why you do this? Why you? He's seeing that people complain no matter what. And let me tell you something about Barack Obama. He ain't that big of a deal. What's he worth? $50 million? To us, that's a lot of money. $100 million? In his circles, the people that are the shot callers, that dude is a chili pimp. You know what a chili pimp is? I've educated. A chili pimp is a wannabe pimp. A chili pimp has one girl that's really his girlfriend, and all he is a freak who gets his girl to do things and he makes money off of her. That's a chili pimp. See, a Mac is somebody who has lots of women in his stable, and they want to be there. They're like, oh, baby, I'm with the Mac. He has convinced women that he has got in their best interest. Harvey Weinstein was a Mac, just to put it in perspective. Weinstein went to the ladies and said, hey, look, you want to be a success in Hollywood? I'll let you be a success. But you're going to have to pay. Yeah, you got to pay me. So he put them in movies. He made millions of dollars. He paid them some chump change. He let them survive. And when he was through with them, he went and found more. And he had them lined up. Now, see, that's a Mac. These guys are chili pimps. And look, again, Barack Obama's done well. He's made a lot of money for himself. But in the scheme of, in his world, people would, as Chris Rock said, Bill Gates would jump out of a window if he had Oprah money. So, Democrats are in disarray. Total disarray. Now, this guy goes on. He says, but does this mean the internal fault lines in the Democratic Party are likely to be detrimental to its functioning? Or are we just seeing healthy negotiating in a party that represents a diverse array of constituencies and interests? Stop there. So, the Democrats are diverse. They got them all, right? They got LGBT, and they got all the versions of the LGBT, and they even have the Q. And they've got black people with their issues. They've got Latinos. They've got women. They've got whatever. They got what? Look at all the special interest groups. They got the save the whales, save the cows, whatever. They got them. They got the climate people, etc. And they see that diversity as their winning strategy. We've got all these people. And what I say to you is that diversity is killing them. Now, this guy writing the article doesn't believe that. He's like, oh, not so fast. Here's what he goes on. On one hand, the resonance of the Democrats in disarray trope is due to the media's interest in covering conflict. So he's trying to tell you that the media, who are part of the Democrat establishment, are the ones who are creating this conflict because they need to sell papers. The media, when they cover Democrat issues like what's happening with Manchin and Sinema not wanting to sign this bill and Pelosi struggles and all this other stuff, they are not trying. There's no friends to win here. They are having to report what's out there. There is no way to put lipstick on this pig. Therefore, they're stuck. And he sums up the next part pretty much in this sentence, and there's more before that. But he says, Democrats must now balance a multiracial coalition that is multifaceted in what it wants politically. That's a mouthful. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A FDA committee will meet to discuss authorizing COVID vaccine boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The meeting is set to happen Thursday and Friday. The FDA panel will also look at data of a booster that differs from the original vaccine received and is described as a mix-and-match booster. The Moderna and J&J boosters are being considered for adults 18 and up only. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today in Yuma to talk with Customs and Border Protection officials. Graham expected to address the issue of security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Graham is touring illegal immigrant processing facilities and meeting with border officials. President Biden has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The pain at the pump continues across the nation.
Crude oil prices were up in recent days, and analyst Trilby Lundberg says that means gasoline prices rose too.
Gasoline prices moved up 6 cents per gallon to $3.31, $1.07 higher than it was a year ago.
And with crude prices on the upswing, Lundberg says expect to see the hikes continue at least for the coming few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Southwest Airlines is blaming thousands of canceled flights on air traffic control issues and bad weather. The flight tracking website FlightAware reports Southwest has canceled 30% of its schedule on Monday and has canceled over 2,000 flights since Saturday. There's also speculation the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to a new federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are the Democrats in disarray? I contend that they are, but I want you to decide. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So, let's just kind of go item by item, and you let me know, good or bad. So, let's begin with the beginning, when Joe Biden came into office. The border situation, good or bad? In other words, immigration. Legal immigration, illegal immigration, whichever. Good or bad? I think if you're like me, you'd probably said bad. They have bad optics, black people, Haitians being run down. From what I hear, there's a whole other migration of Haitians coming in. So Joe Biden has made a border problem that Donald Trump pretty much fixed worse. That's just my opinion, but I think most of you would say bad. By the way, I would love to get your opinion recorded. 844-551-8255. Next, our relationship with China. Good or bad? Now, as you consider that, understand this. China introduced Wu Flu into America and the world. It's cost us $6 trillion. The trade policies that Trump implemented are now pretty much being abandoned, and they're kicking our butts yet again. We can't say Wu Flu or Kung Flu without repercussion. Chinese have 2,100 or more spies, from what I'm told, here in the United States. They're sleeping with Swalwell and many others. We've got the dumbest Chinaman on record, Ted Lieu, that's a Democrat. And they're laughingstock. They laughed at us at a meeting where they said, we disregard us. They've written communications against Americans that say, who cares about America? There has been. So you decide, is our relationship better or is it worse? 56 times they flew over Taiwan to warn them, you don't have any airspace. And where's America to protect you? Are they scrambling F-18s, F-22s? No. Okay. Trade in general, good or bad? Have you heard any stories about the trade deficit? Do you want to know what it is? Is it better or worse under Biden? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. I haven't looked. But I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that it is worse. You ready? Let's talk about the economy in general. Is it good or bad? They pump $6 trillion into an economy, stock market going down, inflation through the roof. The price of meat is being discussed as if it's a commodity, like it's like something you want to trade for gold. And have you looked at the price? What do you think people on fixed incomes are saying? Do you think it's impacting them, yes or no? What about the economy? Jobs. They can't fill jobs. Not because people are not necessarily qualified for them or because the economy is so good. It's because they took that $6 trillion and they made it so sexy. They said, stay home. We'll take care of you. Universal basic income, etc. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Even better. Even more. Let me ask you, consumer confidence. I saw a report that said, not so good. What do you say? People, are they confident about what's going to be happening in the future under Biden or no? Now, before you answer that, I want you to understand, you don't know if you're going to have a job. You don't know if they're going to put in a fresh new round of lockdowns or other mandates. You got people now that are being told that, hey, you got to get shots. So if you're a consumer of face masks or pharmaceuticals, maybe the outlook of life is good for you. But I don't see very much that's good. That economy, I didn't give you the choice, good or bad. Are you feasting in this economy, or are you finding yourself going, man, I seem to be spending a lot more and getting a lot less? What about the Afghanistan evacuation? Is that good, bad? I'm just asking for a friend. Now, from where I sit, pulling troops out, getting Americans killed, 13 Marines got folded flags, families got folded flags. For what? A botched evacuation that Donald Trump would have made look like child's play. People know that. Americans were left behind. We violated the tenet of American military that nobody would violate. Americans were left behind. Now, I got a question for you. Do you believe that the Afghan evacuation will improve, that things are going to get better? We're going to find, oh, yeah, we got all the Americans out. We didn't pay any money for ransoms or anything. The Taliban's going to be working with us, blah, 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 whatever. What do you foresee in the future for Afghanistan and our relationship with them? Iran. You want to talk about Iran? Are they going to get the nuclear weapon? Are they going to let us inspect? I could ask you 50 questions. Is that relationship better or worse? Depends on your perspective. I'm not answering for you. I want you to tell me. I'm going to give you some food for thought, but you come up with your own ideas about it. I got another one for you. Hunter Biden situation for the Democrats in the administration. Good or bad? What do you think? I mean, Hunter Biden has a trail of things that could easily be investigated. We don't know what the Chinese have on him. It's a lot, I can tell you that. We don't know what the Russians have on him. He claims they have his laptop. What's on that laptop? We know what's on the one he's got that was recovered at that repair center. We know what's on there. There's also new emails linking Hunter Biden directly with his dad in business. And, oh, by the way, Joe himself, $500,000 as a tax cheat. And who knows what else we're going to uncover if they decide they're going to follow the money. Actually do journalism, investigate. Now, there's another thing looming that we haven't talked much about, the Pandora Papers. I'll get to that. Let me ask you, you think they're winning on climate farce? They gave out Nobel Prizes to people that were supporting it. We'll get to that in a bit. But I'm just saying, do you really think people are looking at global climate change as the biggest existential threat to mankind? Or is it now the conservative white guy, the new terrorist in America? Or maybe it's the blame game of you parents. You are actually trying to parent your children. How dare you? You want to determine what they learn in school? We can't teach them critical race theory. We cannot teach your child racism. We can't teach your child how to feel demoralized against themselves. How dare you jump in the middle of what we're trying to indoctrinate your child with? What did the guy called it educational, programming. He called it educational programming. I found that a really interesting way to talk about indoctrination. So I'm just giving you some food for thought to think about, because we're talking about this article that was in 538 that alludes that Democrats are in disarray. I think they are in disarray. The article goes on. The past several election cycles have featured debates between progressive and moderate Democrats over how far to the left the party should go in its instance on raising the minimum wage. creating a universal healthcare system, addressing climate change. So, look, all this all fits into something very, very, it's fun to look at just that. Those three things, because I've talked about it, those three things are so glaring when you're a futurist, when you're a person who looks at risk. You want to know what's glaring about them? Every one of them means I'm going to limit the number of people who are on this. So I'll raise the minimum wage, but I'll limit it to the people that we need to have around. I will create a universal health system that I will limit by making sure that I can kill off who I want. And I'll address climate change because as part of the New World Order and who stays and who goes, I'm going to use that as the biggest existential threat because man is the one impacting climate the most. So if I limit the number of you who are on health care, give you what you need to survive, but I can also get rid of you whenever I want, and I'm not going to have too many of you, and I'll use climate change as my excuse. And if I can get you to buy into that, all is good. And that is exactly what the left has done. But he goes on. He talks about these splits. Splits in the Democratic Party are further complicated by the fact that support from voters without a college degree, who tend to be less likely to identify as liberal, is declining, while college-educated voters, who tend to be more liberal, are growing in influence. These ideological divides are also evident by age. Younger voters, who are generally more progressive, especially on issues like climate change, are another important constituency shaping disagreements on economic and cultural issues in the party. By the way, these are the people that are chanting F Joe Biden at college football games. But there is no dissension because that's what if ultimately the guy goes, there's not a whole lot of dissension. No. And I love how they define people. They put people, these kids are more progressive. Let me tell you what they've done to these kids. They've made them accept climate change as an existential threat because now when they tell them, get that poke and we're going to have to kill some people off, and we've already got the panel who will determine who lives and dies. See, they're not confronted with it yet. We have to tell them this is going to be the future. Your future is going to be a one that determines if your child lives or dies, at birth or whenever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ask a very simple question. This most of this hour, the Democrats in disarray. It's an easy answer. Of course they're in disarray. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Democrats are never going to admit that they're in disarray when it's obvious. It begins at the top. They have a demented leader. It's an easy thing. You have a demented leader. You know you have a demented leader. You cheated him in, and everything is imploding around them. The lies are being discovered left and right. You notice how people have gone away. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler. You're not hearing very much about them. These are the people who said that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians and the Ukrainians and that, you know, where's all the womanizing and all the other stuff? All the lies they've told have gone away. And you know what also has gone away? Their credibility.
They had none. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You want to go item by item to analyze just how well things are going for the for the Democrats? Go item by item. Begin at the beginning. What is the first thing that Joe Biden confronted outside of knowing that he's a cheat? Outside of that, the first thing he confronted was the border situation. Very simple question, folks. Good or bad? Good or bad? What is the perception? I know you're politically charged. You're plugged in. What do you think the average person thinks about the border situation? Good or bad? You have people sleeping under the freeway in Del Rio trying to get in. You have millions of people still coming in illegally. Legal system that nobody wants to take advantage of because it's too cumbersome. They're not doing anything to fix that. They've got Haitians being chased around on horseback, so much so that even Maxine Waters and some of the other members of the Congressional Black Circus, they got after Biden. So how's the border situation? Good or bad? Immigration in general, legal or otherwise, how is it? Good or bad? Now, what was Trump's policy on the border? What did he do? He made them stay in Mexico. He stopped the people, the big influx of people coming in. He started addressing all the issues that are leading to this influx of border people. He took money away from countries and said, look, we're going to send these people back. You better stop your illegal hordes from coming in. And I could give you 15 other things that he did that were working, including build that wall. So that's what we got. We went from that to where we are right now. You need more proof? What about Wu Flu Kung Flu? What about that? So I've already given you the litany. You have a nation, China, who created a virus that practically wrecked our economy. And what did the Democrats do that they blamed the source? No, they piled on. They piled on their own citizenry. What should be a $25 cure for everybody involved with no panic, no nothing, no mask, no social distancing outside of common sense, no teacher strikes, no forced mandates of a vaccine that's going to kill you or certainly has the potential or worse, make you live for the rest of your life. And how's that working out for Joe Biden? You looked at his poll numbers? Let me ask you, do you think that most people believe the government when it comes to the statistics that they're giving them about the old Kung Flu, Wu Flu? Because the polls say they don't. They don't believe the media, and they're really making people mad with the mandate. And then they tried to pull off this thing that we were all going to beat up the Chinese, right? Stop Chinese Asian hate. Stop Asian hate. You know who the only people that were hating on Asians? The same black thugs that want to beat you up and other black people are the same ones beating up Asians because they are equal opportunity discriminators when it comes to taking your money and putting it into their pockets or taking your vehicle or whatever else. Speaking of China, they unleash this virus on us. The Democrats participate. We get Big Pharma in, who's making a fortune off of the taxpayer, $6 trillion into an economy that isn't even working. But I'll get back to that in just a second. But China, in the meantime, says, you know what? I don't even care about you Americans. I don't care. We'll talk smack about you up in Alaska. You know, China is essentially thumbed its nose to Joe Biden. 56 flyovers in Taiwan. 56 flyovers. Wow. You know what a flyover is? Them buzzing Taiwan saying, you know, what did they say? They said something like, stop being so, they told the Taiwanese citizens, hey, don't think for a second we don't recognize you're going to be our citizens. So speaking of China, and I asked this question before, but who is a trade deficit with China improving? Do you think it's good right now or not? I don't think it's any good. I think that we're losing money to the Chinese. I think the Chinese are doing more to hurt us right now than they were previously. So, you know, again, It's an easy question, yes or no. Is Joe Biden doing better or worse? You know, is it good information or bad information, or good policy, bad policy? However you want to look at it. By the way, does anybody remember, we have 2,100, at least that many spies. I bet it's more than that. I bet you it is thousands more than that. They're spying in corporate America. They're setting the agenda at colleges and universities. They're getting into law enforcement. They're getting into all forms of government. We have one of the most stupid Chinese people on the planet in our government. His name is Ted Lieu. But if you think he's stupid, don't forget Eric Swalwell was with a Chinese spy. Nobody said a word. Dianne Feinstein had somebody driving her around. Wasn't it Feinstein? Yeah, she had somebody driving her. A Chinese spy was her driver. Is anybody looking into this? So I'm asking you, is our situation with China better under Biden or worse? Yeah. I mentioned trade deficit. Go look it up. I don't know what it is. Here's the good thing about this program. I'm not trying to play Rush Limbaugh, you know, excellence in broadcasting. I don't know what the number is. But I'll bet you this. I bet you we're losing money in trade right now compared to what Trump was doing. The only thing that Joe Biden can point at and say, you know what, this is going pretty good, is stuff that he left alone where Trump said, he just said, I'm not going to touch it. I alluded to the economy earlier. Good or bad? Now, I mean, I'm going to give you some things to think about, but it's your decision. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other, but here's what I will tell you. Inflation's through the roof. People can't afford to buy homes. Look, I just finished a home. That home is spectacular. Spectacular. It's on the market for $500,000. The home that I'm going to try to buy is $200,000 over that, and it's probably $200,000 less real value in it. So it's a $400,000 swing because of what? Inflation. And also location, location, location. But that's a whole other issue. Let me put it a different way. If I tried to buy the house that I'm selling right now where I want to buy it, and I'm not talking about living in Beverly Hills, my house would probably cost me $800,000, and I'm selling it for $500,000. And by the way, it's $200,000 more than I thought I was going to get. Yep. So inflation is through the roof. The cost of food, the cost of fuel, the things that people use every day is gone through the roof. And do you think that they're not upset about it? Why do you think they're saying F Joe Biden? F Joe Biden. How about that latest jobs report? Did you get it? Did you see it? They thought they were going to create 500,000 jobs, and they created 194,000. And they go, well, it missed expectation. You know what? That is about the biggest understatement you can make. It missed that. It completely – it's like a dude trying to high jump over a pole vault pole that's 18 feet in the air. He didn't miss expectation. It came nowhere near expectation. And these were people who were giving Biden the benefit of the doubt, saying, you know what, we'll just give him something easy. If it was Trump, they would have given him 2 million and he would have hit it. They gave him 500,000 and he couldn't even hit that. 40% less. Afghanistan. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? There's got to be a country song about that, right? What about Hunter Biden? You know, representing the big guy in the art world now. Talk about more about that another time. What do countries have on the Bidens at this point? Any idea? A lot. Joe Biden, we learn he's a tax cheat. It might be out of the media cycle, but people aren't forgetting, folks. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.